Next question is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Maness. M as in Mama, A-N-E-S-S. Betty Maness. What are we going to tell you about her? Betty Maness is... Oh, Betty Maness is an 84-year-old woman who's been recertified for hospice today, period. Patient was admitted to hospice previously with malignant carcinoid tumor of the ascending colon, period. Patient's colorectal cancer has had metastasis to the liver and distant organs, period. Patient is currently at stage 4 with minimal response to chemo radiation previously, period. Patient remains in patient is in pain around the clock, requires pain medication at all times, period. Because of liver metastasis, patient has developed jaundice. Patient also was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, as well as patient's current end-stage colorectal cancer, period. She eats very little. She's lost 7 pounds since last certification. She's now eating about 5 to 10% of her meals, period. She requires around-the-clock care. So ADL dependency is a huge concern, as well as a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Because of her inability to move, she's developed a stage 2 to 3 coccyx ulcer, which is being cared for at home by hospice nurses. With dressing changes and pressure mattress, period. Patient caregiver is Laura, his daughter, her daughter. With multiple medical problems that requires care of aides and nurses to care for her mom, period. Patient's pain is located in the right upper quadrant, upper abdomen, again, requires morphine to control her pain, period. Because of her disease, she has constipation and severe abdominal pain, which requires, again, around-the-clock pain medication. She's at a high risk of fall. She was at a high risk of fall, but she's no longer able to get up, so she's bedbound with a bedside rails up at all times. She has a KPS score of 40%, which is a drop since last visit, period. Given above-mentioned findings, worsening condition since last certification, and her decline in KPS score and her weight, as well as increased pain, increased in her pain, makes her hospice appropriate and therefore is being certified for hospice now. Patient has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.